The following podcast is brought to you by ART Studios and the El Paso Community College Department of Art, El Paso, Texas.
Welcome to ART Studios. In this series of podcasts titled Exhibitionist Scholarship, we visit with the Spring 2021 Student Art Show Award winners. We discover how student artists and architects approach their art, what inspires them, and we learn how they are preparing for a creative future.
Hello everyone, I am Davinia Mirabal and I am the coordinator for this year's Student Art Show. We are here and today we have the pleasure to visit with Christian Acosta. Christian won third place for three-dimensional section of the show with a work named Spikes. So Christian, we are very happy to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Christian, let's start with, you know, like the basics. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, like everything you want.
Okay, currently I'm an architecture student. I'm studying at EPCC. I've done a lot of different types of art. Architecture is just something that kind of led me after all the different mediums that I've been with. I've been practicing with fashion, stage design, graphic design, and all of those things. And I was kind of interested in architecture because I felt like the discipline is very serious and there's a lot of things you could learn of different processes that you can make to learn how to design something.
Oh, cool. How did you actually move from like fashion design to architecture? You know, they seem like so different. Like fashion design is, you know, like about glamour and, you know, like color and, you know, like shape and movement. And then you go into architecture, which, you know, it includes some of those elements, but in a more, how could I say this, muted way. You know, it's more stable. It doesn't really move. You can feel certain movement with how you plan the structures, but you know, like how it felt that transition and how you actually decided to look for a career in architecture, or also how, you know, all this super fashion stuff influences your designs.
Yes. I think that it all starts with, I guess, an idea. And I feel like that idea comes from, okay, so in architecture, you are trying to fit a person inside a building. And I think to me, it kind of related with fashion because you're trying to fit a person in a pair of clothes. So it's all about generating this feeling that they both kind of share with each other.
Oh, how interesting. I never thought it that way. I like that idea. Like you're trying to get the person feel like the same experiences in the building as if they were, you know, like putting clothes on, how the body feels in this space.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's very clever. I like it. So right now you are taking classes still at EPCC or are you close to graduate?
Yes, I'm going to be entering my last year into EPCC and then transfer to Texas Tech Architecture School.
Oh, very cool. What classes are you taking right now?
In the fall and spring, I'm going to be taking Studio 3 and 4, which is an architecture class that is basically the main architecture class you're going to be taking, which has like the big projects, the big designs and all the stuff that's going to be like something that's going to come out more inside your portfolios.
Nice. You know, like most of the people that had applied in the past to the Student Art Show has been artists, right? we have never really had architecture before, so we're very proud. Just for the fun of it, tell our art students how long it's a studio class in architecture.
Man, I mean, studio, that's why I feel like architecture is really a discipline, because studio classes can take up the whole entire night, and they have the building open 24/7 for students. So a lot of the students, well, when we were in person, would stay at the school overnight working on our projects. So it's a lot of hours and hard work that we are, I suppose, privileged to put into the things we do.
Yeah, and you know, usually at the art school is very much that way. The students are open 24/7, or they have a monitor, so you can, you know, work on the projects overnight. But what shocked me the first time that I learned this, it's like the studio classes for art, they go for 3 hours, and people think it's too much. And then when you are actually in the class, it's like, can I have another hour, right? Mm-hmm. But when I learned about architecture, that the studio, right, like design two, it's 6 hours. And I was like, what? Right. So, you know, that definitely was a shock for me. And, you know, again, most of the people that have applied for the show, it's an art major, and probably they do not know how much time architecture actually does have to spend in the studio to, you know, create the models and, you know, think the ideas and all of this. It's not an easy discipline, right? It requires a lot of hard work, very much like the arts, but we don't really have classes that are that long. So, you know, it's a fun fact, right? Your next step is going to be in Texas Tech?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and you have everything ready? You don't want to go to Albuquerque?
I mean, I've looked through different schools, and a lot of programs do interest me. But in Texas, I think the Texas Tech program is one of my favorites. So
that's your choice. And you will be closer to home, right? Let's talk about a little bit about the art show. So how did you hear about it?
My professor actually told us in class about the art show, and he felt like a lot of us would do very great if we put in our stuff in there. And I was like, okay, well, let's do it. I mean, I want to be part of it, and I want to be more involved. So
have you ever participated in a show before?
No. This is my first time.
This is your first time, and you won something. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Right. And again, you know, it's something that I noticed, that usually when we do the art shows, it's for the art people. But, you know, definitely architecture is part of the arts, and you guys should be recognized on your efforts and show the world what young architects are thinking and how they're planning the future cities of the world and stuff like that. So I'm really glad that you got to participate. So it was just, you know, like, okay, let's do it, or it was more, you know, let's see what happens, or both?
I suppose both, because I do like presenting my artwork to as many people as possible. So I wanted to see what happens. Yeah, I wanted to see if it would do good on the show and hopefully get some reaction out of it.
And how was your experience with the show? Were you able to, you know, go into the webpage, look for what you needed, and then submit fairly easily? Will you recommend other people to do it next year?
I thought the process was very easy. I felt I had a lot of stuff prepared already, in terms of photos and names and how I wanted, like, to apply my arts into the application. I mean, I would definitely recommend people to do it again next year. It was really fun, and a lot of my friends also got to join, and it was really a good feeling for me to see them also win something.
Like featuring the show. So will you like to participate next year?
Of course.
Right? Oh, perfect. So you can win some. So when you were, because I'm assuming that you will have several projects during the semester or from the past semester, right? How did you decide what was the work that you wanted to submit?
I wanted to submit everything. I am really proud of everything that I made, and I just wanted to submit all the stuff I could.
You only submitted one piece, though.
I submitted multiple pieces, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember spikes. What were the other pieces you submitted, Christine?
One of the pieces I have, there was like concrete model.
Oh yes, the concrete model. Yeah. But you know, like when I saw spikes, like it immediately attracted my attention. And you know, it's probably because I have seen the concrete models before in the studio. So, you know, I was like, oh, it's another one of the concrete models, right? I really didn't pay as much attention as I should. But when I saw spikes, that like brought me in immediately. First of all, I want to congratulate you on how well the photography was taken. Have you taken photography lessons before, or did you attend to our little photography workshop that we had?
I've done, growing up, I've done a few workshops at UTEP for photography. And I also did a little bit of freelance photography in high school.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely noticeable. The light on the piece, it's really nicely done. It's well-centered. The space is well-thought. So, you know, the photograph of the piece immediately, like, took you in. Right. It's like, hey, look at me. And then, of course, you look at the work and then you start seeing all these little wood rods going all over the place. And it's like, what is going on here? Like at first, it seems threatening, right? Because of all the spikes.
Yes.
And that are going to hurt you somehow. But then you like, but it attracts you to us like, come and touch me. Right. It has a very dual feeling. It's very interesting. Your piece was one of the first ones I liked. When I saw the what the juror has chosen, I went like, but I like this one better. Right? But I was not the jury.
And, can you tell me what you liked about it?
Yeah, you know, it was that, you know, like first of all, how well the photography was done, the light, the space, the background behind it, the contrasting colors with the background and the wood color, right? That it looks, in the photograph, looks a little bit more yellow than wood. So, you know, that attracted me first. And then how they were, the spikes, the lines, right, coming together and going in different directions. And again, it's like, I'm dangerous, but come touch me, right? So that like daring, it's like, I'm going to hurt you, but come to me. That it's what, you know, got me the most about it. But I know that, and I'm seeing this from an artist's point of view, right? Because I don't know much about how you guys really work the concepts for architecture. I can totally know how to appreciate architecture, you know, in the finished product, but how you're working the process, I really don't know how that works. So tell us, you know, what was your piece actually based on? What were you thinking? What was your train of thought? You know, like how this, because it's actually a model, right?
Mm-hmm.
How this model was created.
It first started because of a plant. It was a Chihuahuan desert plant called the agave.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the plant really, when you see it, really gives me this feeling of entrapment. Like if you were to like fall on it, I feel like it would really like consume you and it would be hard to like get out of it. when I was making the piece, I wanted to make that exact feeling of something that would be very dangerous at the same time.
Well, we definitely picked that up. At least I did, right? Did you read the comment that the juror left for you?
No, what did she say?
Okay, let me read it to you. It says, she has a very different point of view. She said, "What a playful piece. It feels as though some unknown force was interrupted in a split second to hold the toothpicks in a moment of expansion, contraction, or chaos. I enjoy the layers of squares, and the piece pulls the eye in to examine how it was formed." So she sees it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the way she saw it, because it was exactly how I intended it to be perceived. The whole layering of the pieces was intended to be that way.
Just perfect, right? Because again, you know, we definitely read things in a different manner. So she definitely caught what you were thinking. So basically you start with a plant and then you start developing that?
Yes, by studying its geometric shapes.
And that's how you transform it into geometric, solid product. So you're looking into the organic shape and turning it into geometric shapes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then like this model, how will it transform into an actual building? Will it?
This was not supposed to transform into an actual building. It was more like, because since it was the second studio class, mm-hmm. it was mostly just an introduction to how we can use geometric shapes from nature to study patterns and create those kind of shapes out of it. Because a lot of the stuff a lot of the shapes like that have been made come from nature in general, like the golden ratio that comes from all plants, and it's a lot of the geometric stuff from nature
mm-hmm.
comes from geometry, I suppose. It's a lot, it's kind of confusing what I'm trying to say, but pretty much nature is like the birthplace of all geometric shapes, kind of.
And so basically the model is more like a study into looking into everything that it's around you, right? And use that as an inspiration to work into a building later on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, like maybe give the person that is coming into the building that same experience, like with the spikes, right? Kind of working into the desert, you know, with all these plants that have thorns all over the place and that are very painful. Maybe it won't be a good experience for a building, but you know, something that will reflect that desert like area in the building. So you know, it's a very interesting study, a way of thinking, mm-hmm. right, to move from something in nature to something definitely man-made and still have the same feeling.
Yes. And that's why I like architecture, because of the different types of ways they challenge you to think about it.
Yeah, and how it definitely lets you do that, right? So at the student show, so this was just your first time participating, right? And how did you feel when you heard that you have won?
Couldn't believe it. I was like, when my teacher said in the class, he was like, "Christian won the art show." I was like, "No way, like that's awesome."
And you have, oh, this was a Zoom class, I assume.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I was going to say, so everybody congratulate you and hug you, but yeah, we cannot.
No, but they still congratulated me through the through video.
Oh, good. We'll soon be able to congratulate you personally, right? Yeah. What was your experience at the show? Would you like to say something to other students to encourage participation? You know, just tell me how you felt about it.
I think it's super important to get involvement into the art community as much as possible, whether school, public, or even just private clubs. I think the more involvement you can get and the more exposure with your art, the more you can learn from others about yourself. Like, for example, right now, how I received that kind of review from the juror, I felt like it was a good feeling to me, seeing how my work is interpreted by others.
Yeah, and so this should be experienced by everybody else, right? And we learn from others. We are planning on keep the show going for as long as we can. So, you know, just keep an eye for it, for sure. Your professors in architecture may mention it. And it's usually done in the spring, so keep an eye for it. So if you would like to participate again. And we are very thankful for your participation. It's really nice to see architecture pieces in the show, and that the architecture students are, you know, willing to be with the art students as well, and mix, and, you know, again, learn from each other and know what everybody else is doing. So I really thank you for your participation, and congratulations on your award. And I hope to hear and see from you next year too.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for your time. And if you would like to say anything else, you're welcome to do so.
Join next year. It'd be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christine.